Welcome back, y'all, to Horror and Heels. Jen, how you doing? How you feeling? How was your weekend?
I'm good. I had a good weekend. Did my birthday thing. I like to celebrate the whole month. I'm a big
I'm noticing this about you. As a person who barely likes to celebrate the day, this is so foreign to me, but
I love love doing birthday stuff. And I haven't done anything for the last 2 years, so I'm like, I gotta do it up big, so.
Oh, and you did, so.
Yeah. Horse races, so much fun. We hang out in San Diego for a little bit. It was a good time, What about you? How was your weekend?
Good. Good. I'm trying to think what I did. Had my shower fixed. Like the walls and stuff fixed, so it was raining. So poor TJ's soccer got canceled. But then we had a friend's christening and a 60th birthday party. So
that sounds fun.
Jen, would you like to tell them what we're talking about today?
Oh yes. So this week we are going over Lake Placid. It can't be. A crocodile creature feature. Incomparable Betty White.
Once again, I'm sure there are other people in this movie. I just don't remember any of you because you're not Betty White.
It's White. It's, you know, it's got Bridget Fonda, Oliver Platt, Bill Pullman, which, again,
I love all these people.
I love Bill Pullman. I've had a crush on him since While You Were Sleeping, so love him. And I actually have had a crush on Oliver Platt since Executive Decision, so lots of little cuties in this movie. Starts off, once again, kind of like Piranha on a boat, except they weren't fishing, but definitely on a boat. Lake.
This is my first problem with the movie. Whew. This scientist is dumber than a box. He don't know what a nest looks like. The second I saw that nest, he felt it. He even saw little things move in it, which we will get to later. Hightail your ass
out of there.
You jumped at a beaver. Let me assure you, a beaver didn't build that. And get to stepping. What are you? But also, like, this little lake town didn't ask you to come and do anything. Did not ask for any of that. Like, and you can tell because our sheriff, Hank, played by Brendan Gleeson, is not having it. He doesn't give two shits about you. You know what he cares about? His Twinkies. He has made a he is telling you that you're a jackass and that he really is annoyed that he now needs to babysit you on the lake. He didn't call you a jackass to your face. He alluded to it, but that is what he's saying. So that should have been number one. And what I love is at first you don't see what drags science-y guy.
Yeah.
I like that. It's only when he's trying to get pulled onto the boat.
Man.
Rough death.
Intense. Oh, there's the whole half of him, whole bottom half just gone.
Not great. Gotta say, not great.
I don't know which one is worse, that or having your bottom half just chewed up like Jerry O'Connell in Piranha.
We didn't have to see the crocodile regurgitate the penis in this one, so this is better for us.
For us, visually, yes. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Visually, this was definitely better. I think that's what I liked about this movie is you didn't see the crocodile an obscene amount of times, which is good.
Yeah.
Some great shots.
And not till the very end. That's when it's the most.
Betty White with the one-liners.
Her man. Oh. And she was dropping F-bombs. I was like, ooh, Miss White.
Doing the damn thing.
But they're but still believable. Like, it's crazy because she says a cuss word and you're like, that doesn't sound weird coming from her mouth. Like, just because the way, even though she never cusses really, it's still not like, ah, that's weird. It's like, no, that sounds right.
She's a national treasure. For some reason, however, unbeknownst to the whole world, and I might have missed it, so you might be able to tell me why. For some reason, a paleontologist at the History Museum is being from New York is being sent
to
investigate the tooth.
I thought maybe I missed something.
The man wanted to get rid of her, but does he have carte blanche to just be sending her up to the lake?
For what?
I thought museums had boards and
right.
That expenditures and outings needed to be.
This wasn't a fossil. This was a live animal. Like.
Yeah, this is not. Yeah, not a fossil. Not a fossil. So I don't understand. It would have made more sense if she worked for like a unknown living species department. Anything.
Something. Something.
But a paleontologist. She even says it to him.
Yeah, she's like, what?
I am not a field person. I sit here and look at my
But bones. Also, how does a museum have a field person? Like, for a live, like, they're, like, no, they why?
They don't. They don't. I assure you, they do not. Archaeological digs are usually part of university studies,
yeah,
grants,
like,
and projects.
Separate. And then it gets sent to the museum, and then,
And the museum curates it.
It's like they threw that storyline together just to have a reason.
And then they do a big unveiling, and half the money goes to whatever college or university to fund the next endeavor.
Yeah.
These are known things.
I know.
All the fundraising events.
They really didn't, like, try with that storyline.
They did not try with that storyline.
The cliche thing.
Mariska Hargitay into being this other woman getting her out.
That like, part was so tiny.
The heart wants what she... The fact that our main protagonist, Miss Kelly Scott, played by Bridget Fonda, didn't smack Mariska across the face when she said cloyingly the heart wants. And you know,
I was like,
we
bitch.
Were together before you guys. If she didn't know that before she got with him, you a bad friend.
Right You should have said, hey, we got a thing going on, don't date him. Like, why would you let it get to that point? But I thought it was hilarious when she walked in there. She's like, and she was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm meditating.
I'm like, are you giving birth?
She's like, are you?
Like, 2 seconds ago.
She's like,
also, like,
slowly.
Just a real unnecessary storyline plot.
Yeah, it was like they couldn't come up with a reason why her character would be. It's like, we need a female, but the female's gonna be kind of useless, so we gotta make her somebody or something. So, make her from a museum, and she has to come look. It made no sense. It made no sense.
Once again, could it even better? Even better. I've got a third option for this character. A person from a fish and wildlife agency, just like Mr. Bill Pullman, however, one that deals with large animals.
Yeah.
Like something. When Florida comes up, have her be one of those big game states.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, we think it might be a crocodile we're sending somebody from a state that has crocodiles.
Right.
I know New York City has a lot of rumors about crocodiles in our sewer system. I assure you, as a New Yorker, I have personally never seen one. I don't know somebody who has seen one. Now, on the flip side, apparently my town has become Texas. We have a bull that escaped its execution and is running loose.
He's running free, living his best life.
And the owner of the bull actually said that he will be allowing it to go to a sanctuary when it is captured. So, I mean, because that bull fought for its freedom.
I mean, he's fighting.
Yeah, he's doing the damn thing. So, but
I mean, this rich guy heard about this crocodile before they even officially declared it a crocodile. So why were not other like big game entities or whatever involved?
Well, I sensed because he knew Kelly,
Bridget Fonda,
that I'm wondering if when she told the museum person what kind, because she had to report back, right? You can't just be working and not report back. So she was like, yes, I've investigated the tooth. This is what I believe it to be.
But
if he then
said, no, because when he pulls up, she says, if he's here, he thinks it's a crocodile. Like she said it like, oh, that must be what it is because he's here.
Right. No. What I'm saying is when she reported back to, gotta find his name. Don't know who he was.
He's from H2O.
Sure. Okay. I don't know which character he was.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Wait, you're talking about her boss, right? Boyfriend boss?
Yeah. I don't know who he was. We saw him for all 5 minutes. Long story short, whatever his name was. I'm wondering if she called to report in about the tooth. And unbeknownst to her, he called Hector, and Hector was like, that sounds like a crocodile tooth. That's what I'm saying. Like,
Okay.
She didn't know, but she reported back to work and was like, I got this weird, janky, old-timey looking tooth. And Hector's like, I know that tooth.
I know what that is.
I mean, he was a psycho. I mean, in the best, and I mean that in the best possible way. I mean, seriously, Hector, you were bringing the most amazing. When they keep asking him who he is, he's trying to keep up.
Do I have to say? He's like, let me know what sinks in.
Yes, I heard your name. That means as much to me as hi, I'm Bill. I'm here with your Domino's. Can you get me a little more?
Yeah, some background on that.
On a helicopter. And also, you are a crocodile psycho. If you are just going to land a helicopter right on
just
a
on
crocodile
the water.
Lake. But now, here is my main problem with this whole situation now going forward. Okay, I agree that they didn't know what it was. But they know that something's in the lake when he shows, right? They don't know what it is. Thirdly, though, this crocodile seems to have not eaten a singular person that they are aware of up until this point.
Right.
And except for the boater, like the boat that the deputy, it wasn't like the deputy was out there, right? The sheriff was out there with Science Guy, and there were a dozen other boats lining this lake. We saw nobody else on this lake.
Right.
This was not an active lake by any stretch of the imagination. We saw nobody fishing.
Finally, they shut it down when they didn't need to. Like, this is the one time.
But this is what I'm saying. They could have shut it down and just let the animal live.
Yeah.
It could have stayed there. It was not a danger to anybody because you would have some missing persons report.
Yeah, no, I mean, Betty White said she was kept it fed.
Fast forward, the only one person who died from it was the person who knew it existed and went near it willingly.
Yeah. Her husband, yep.
Her husband.
Because she was keeping it fed, so...
Yeah,
it's not like it was just going around. She loved
that crocodile.
Oh, so much.
She loved. So, Hector's in town, throwing parties, trying to trap crocodiles. And the sheriff and Jack are not about it. They're like, oh, we love his fucking money, but he's killing us. They can't handle him.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, in the beginning, Kelly's not doing herself. Sweetie.
She's so annoying.
When somebody says the words camping to you, now I am not a camper, and one of the reasons why is because when people say the words camping to me, I do not in my head envision a Ramada.
A Ramada Inn.
Has never happened to me. My father has never said to me.
Especially not in a forest.
And I'm like, oh, so the Ramada Inn never happened.
No, especially not in a forest, in an actual forest.
In nature, my dear. And she was not packed for that. Did you see her linen pajamas?
No, but her little roller suitcase. I was like, oh, ma'am.
Oh, ma'am. It was great. Now, they decide to visit, because they say, only one person lives on this lake, thusly proving my point. This
right.
is not an active area.
Yeah.
It isn't like Piranha 3D. Okay?
Right, right.
Everybody's parties. It's not spring break. Fucking lake. There's nobody on this lake. So we are just hunting this crocodile. So she just, I gotta tell you, she at first is like, oh, I don't know. She's just playing the cute old lady. Like, yeah, my husband died. And
yeah. I killed him. I love that. She's like, I killed him.
I killed him. You're like, oh, God, this
us. Okay.
And they don't believe her. And they laugh. And they leave. And then the next morning, they encounter a crocodile and a bear.
And a bear. Well, after... Oh, we passed when he pulls a moose head out of the lake, and she slaps. I was like, lady, he did not throw, he pulled a moose head, he was scared, and then she slaps him, like, twice. I was like, wow, I would be like, you're
don't
gonna
throw a head at me!
Yeah, she was like, stop it!
I mean,
I like,
that right. poor woman, though, she did come across many a head.
Yeah, yeah.
But secondarily, know who you are as a person. Now, I have never had any interest in paleontology, but paleontology is specifically not about the living creature.
Oh, dead stuff.
Dead stuff. All the dead stuff. You do not like, if that's your goal, if that's what you like, we can assume that your jam is not running into animals that can eat you. Especially if you're doing this in New York City and you've already said you're not a field person.
Yeah.
You have no desire to be out of the city, hence the Ramada Inn. You think that's camping. Great. Don't tag along. Nobody invited you. As a matter of fact, Bill Pullman's character many a time asked you, I mean, I think they were trying to make this PG-13, so he didn't say, what the holy fuck are you doing here? But that's what he wanted to
That's do. What he was thinking many, many times. Many, many times. Times.
I mean, at least Oliver was like, or Hector,
yeah.
saying his real name, but
yeah,
Hector
also, yeah.
was like, I'm crazy and I want to find the crocodile. Oh, thank you for showing us your level of insanity, Hector.
Yeah.
I mean, were they trying to make him like the like a ripoff of the Crocodile Hunter? Like, I didn't know.
No, I think it was just they wanted an eccentric character for comic books.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's rich, but apparently does nothing with his wealth except this, which is...
Yeah.
Again, apparently lectures about it.
Yeah, when you're rich and do crazy things, you're eccentric and it's charming, I guess.
It's... Okay, sure. I don't find that to be factual, but if that's the narrative we're going with,
yeah, I can... Yeah, it's been said. They say it in movies all the time, like, oh, when you have money, it's just, you're just eccentric. Okay.
One of my favorite comedians, Kat, from actually the Villain Is Right podcast, she talks about how she was a hoarder. She's like, I can't do it as well as you, but she's like, and hoarding is exclusively a poor person's problem. If you're rich, they just call it your collections.
Right, right.
You see my collections of paintings, my collections of Faberge eggs. And she's like, have you seen my collection of empty milk cartons? I may need those someday.
It's true. It's true. Well, it's money so makes weird. A difference.
Now that I have like a 3-year-old, I'm thinking of like future projects for school. And I'm like, shit, am I, okay, what, should I save that? Like when I go to throw like certain things out, I'm like, I gotta tell you, because we have to, like, I always use reusable bags, but I've been, during the pandemic, I was doing, like the height of it, I was doing shipped. So I've hoarded all those paper bags for when he goes to school. He is not getting no fancy pre-brought book covers. Just letting you all know, mama is paper bagging that. I had to do it as a kid. You doing it, kid.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that's my hoarding story. Paper bags, as far as the eye can see.
Miles and miles.
Miles and miles. So, now, the next morning, they are all talking, fighting.
Yeah, the sheriff has
strung up the sheriff.
He's really letting him know how he feels about him.
Well, they go out on the boat, and they lose one of their own, just a head.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. I mean
great, gets snatched real clean off.
Real clean. Here's the other thing, though. Guys, from me to you. If you are pulling in a sonar device made to sound like baby crocodiles in order to lure said crocodile. Now, here's the problem. Is nobody still believed it was a crocodile except for Hector. And because Hector was so weird, nobody was taking him seriously. So nobody is paying the proper attention to what they are doing out on this lake.
Right.
This bozo's falling off of boats. Anchor yourself down.
Like,
sit on something. My father, anytime he started the engine on the boat, if I was not sitting if it was just me and him, but on that bench holding, I was in trouble. That's boating 101. Yeah. Get your ass down when we're engaging the motor. These are not hard rules to follow. So they get her ass back on the boat. They get everybody's ass back safely on the boat. I got to tell you, I don't care how much that sonar device works. You now know there's a croc. You cut the line, you go.
Yeah.
You go. We don't get try out of pulling there. That in. Why are we luring?
No.
Why are we luring this closer to us?
Even like, it still bit the head off of a moose. I don't care what it is. It's big enough. It, like.
Yes, girl, yes.
What it is hardly matters. What it did is what I'm concerned about. It bit the head of a moose off.
Correct.
That's ridiculous. But yeah, they still are like, we don't know what it is. It could be a fucking dinosaur. I don't care.
Right. Yeah, it could be prehistoric. Well, technically, crocodiles are prehistoric. But, yeah, T-Rex could have come back to life. I'm getting the fuck out.
Doesn't matter.
Now we go back, and they're all deciding that the shoreline, where there is a crocodile, it's a good place to have an argument. Let's get a little further into base camp.
And let's remember, the crocodiles
walking all willy-nilly, getting strung up.
Right. I was kind of confused. I was like, we're pretty cavalier for knowing that there's something in this water that's just eating
you. Yes. Yes.
I mean, they were all out, all four of them were out there on the little canoes. I was like, what are we doing? Why are we on the water in a canoe?
Yeah. Why?
I didn't get it.
Then a bear, a large bear,
yes,
comes on by. But don't you worry, because the crocodile is hungry.
Oh, it was a very Deep Blue Sea Samuel Jackson moment for that bear.
Yeah. Poor guy. Could you imagine being a bear? You've now just laid your eyes upon a four-body luncheon feast, only to have your ass snatched by a crocodile.
Just snatched. I felt so bad, like, bear.
You're like, dude, these are my parts. You are not supposed to be here. Yeah. So there is that. Did they say exactly where historically or locationally they placed this Lake Placid?
All I know is it's in Maine. That's all I know.
Oh, they did place it up north.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of a problem with that. Crocodiles are warm water creatures. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the reason why they weren't believing it was a crocodile, because they were like, it's correct. Not. Correct. Yeah.
So there's that. I mean, because even, I mean, obviously, just like the fish, it's under the frozen. I get that. But was this crocodile going into some sort of hibernation state? Was Betty White giving it like extra cows before the winter came? So many questions about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Questions left unanswered. Okay, moving on. Unless, oh, something we did not consider. I think I've answered my own question, but I don't like the answer to my question.
What?
When winter came, he was just a hanging on Betty's farm.
Could be.
So the next morning, they've gotten over the fact that a bear has eaten a crocodile. They have gotten over that pretty quickly. And the next morning, they are scanning the lake, and they are like, what is Miss Betty White doing? And she is taking a blindfolded cow to the edge of the water.
Couldn't do it.
All of a sudden, Kelly goes, shit. And they go, what? And she's like, 10 yards out.
Yep.
And they see Miss Betty White feed a cow to the world's biggest crocodile. I mean, this thing has been eating well. But I have some questions. Just hear me out. You eat a bear the day before. You eating a whole cow the next day?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like the bear is probably more fat than muscle. So I don't know how filling that is.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't know the nutritional value of a bear, but I could see how it wouldn't quite be filling. Yeah. And that's a huge alligator. It's a huge alligator. It's a hungry boy.
But it also recently took down a moose.
It just took it down, but remember we saw the body in the bottom, so it didn't actually, the head was still there.
Oh, yeah.
The body was still down there, so that maybe it didn't like moose meat. It was like, no, this is not for me.
I mean, good call.
Yeah, moose does not sound delicious.
No, it does not. We're not going to tell the people of, like, Norway, Finland, Iceland. We just said that. We should be careful. We've got a high listenership over there.
We do.
Should be nice. Guys, I'm. If you like it, God bless.
That's fine. I just don't ever want to partake in it. But that's more for people who do like it.
Yeah. I mean, because if a buffalo is lean, just imagine how lean an elk is.
Yeah.
And this is when Betty White's humor really.
Oh my God. It just hits a level. It hits such a level.
She's like, I haven't committed any crimes. They're like, I think we're going to come across some.
Yeah.
What are you talking about right now? You're feeding a cow. cow to a crocodile. I've not looked over all the statutes, ma'am, but I'm thinking there's one or two you've broken.
But if that's her cow, how can you regulate? How do you tell someone that they can't feed their own cow to a wild animal? I was like, yeah, she's correct. I don't think that she is. The only one that might be considered a crime would be not calling in that her husband got killed.
The thing is, she's knowingly, I think they could probably get her on some weird fish and wildlife statute, because he said, in these parts, I oversee the sheriff. Like, I'm above him.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess, overly knowing and encouraging the detriment of the natural wildlife in the local lake is probably frowned upon.
Yes, at least, yes.
Because that's an invasive species. You can't just have crocodiles willy-nilly if they don't belong. So, right. Okay. And they're like, okay, so we're going to have to go back to what happened with your husband now. And we find out that this crocodile followed him or something. And so
He got too close to the water or was chasing a cow, a runaway cow.
No. I'm not talking about the death. I'm talking about how the crocodile got here in the first
place. Oh.
She kind of glossed over it, but it sounds, she was like, well, my husband, it followed him home one day.
Yeah.
Took it in. And then, you know, you just start caring for it. And eventually it becomes like a member of the family. Bam. This is a crocodile.
Yeah. So, it's not.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Apparently they do not have those same feelings because it definitely ate your husband.
Yes. And also, my dear, I'm not entirely sure that death was accidental. Because clearly she loves, because here's the thing. Even if I know the crocodile's in there, okay, just hear me out. I'm now selling that crocodile down the river if it eats my husband.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's my kids or my husband. So she was like, well, but I see what you're saying. But I feel like she was like, well,
if one day TJ eats Ed, TJ's going down the river. And I give birth to him. I'm still willing.
That's fair. I don't agree, but you know, some people are like that. Like, oh, but I love the alligator so much and he didn't know it wasn't his fault. And so, you know.
It's only a matter of time before you get eaten.
What?
Only a matter of time before
Yeah, I completely agree. Agreed.
They all sit around and talk about what they're going to do with the crocodile while apparently not just taking her into town to be arrested or arraigned. No, we're just going to stick somebody on her property to watch her.
A deputy. She was like, is it illegal to wish that?
That's well, common. Of course that's it common. Gets... So, and now these people decide that they're going to call Florida Game, which I don't know why that wasn't your first call. No, a paleontologist. So they call Florida Game, and they're going to try to humanely capture this crocodile. This sounds stupid, and it is stupid. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Before then, Hector decides to go out just to swim, hang out with the crocodile, and he realizes that this crocodile is apparently not like the others that he has swam with. And through the grace of God and that woman being quick with the bullets, does he not get eaten? And I really do believe that the sheriff was right. You only didn't get eaten because he had just feasted on
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, that was the only reason. To go over there and thank Betty White. Say thank you for feeding your pet this morning so I didn't get eaten in my
Because I survived.
Because Oh, Hector.
Apparently Hector had game because old girl was really trying to get with him.
Yes, apparently money will do that.
I've heard. I haven't known of enough money, but apparently there is enough for some people.
Yeah. So there is that. And now we're going to drag a cow across the lake via helicopter. How Hector got out of this movie alive is just...
Yeah.
Mind-boggling. Maybe he is right. Maybe the crocodiles do love him because...
It's crazy because everybody basically lived.
Yes.
Like, there were not a lot of deaths in this movie.
What I also liked about this movie is that if you as a viewer were paying close enough attention to the opening sequence and you saw the crocodile eggs move, you obviously know there is two in there. Mm-hmm. So now you're just waiting because you're like, oh, showing up sometime. Because they are not asexual. They cannot asexually reproduce. They need somebody else for that.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless whatever crocodile had the... Well, maybe the one they captured was the male and the other one was his mate. Because that's a lot of crocodile if you're the female to be.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh.
Taken on.
No, thank you.
This was the worst. I just... Comically big is what I would call this crocodile.
Right.
But I looked it up and it's not.
What do you mean?
Like, I think it just looked it, obviously because it was fake.
Yeah.
But also because of the size of its surroundings and how zoomed in on it we were. Because I looked it up when Hector said it, and crocodiles can grow to 22, 23 feet. So this is not an abnormally large... Jen is shaking her head like that's the worst thing she's heard all day.
Like, alligators, that's terrifying.
Actually, you know what I meant to look up and I didn't? So, I wanted to look up largest crocodile ever.
I think they said on the scale based on the flatbed that it's on at the end, it would be 46 feet long. But I like that it's just an overgrown alligator. It wasn't like some weird version of an alligator or like a roided out alligator. It's just an alligator that happened to grow that big.
Yeah.
At this point, they are bent on saving it. Bridget Fonda, Oliver Platt.
She is hell bent.
Yeah, hell bent on saving this alligator.
His name is Lolong, 20 feet 3 inches, the largest crocodile ever measured. He has since passed away. Very sad. Uh-oh. And you guys, I'm looking at Lolong. And apparently, I scanned the article briefly. Someone mentions that he is a gentle giant. He is a giant.
Yeah, that's...
The gentle part, I'm not...
Doesn't matter.
I'm not going to question you. I'm also not going to do any tests to disprove you.
No.
That's on you. You want to... That's... Yeah. Go for it, sir. If you'd like to...
Not going to test that theory at all.
Do you guys want to know... Although Lolong's making me feel much better about my weight. He was 2,370 pounds. He was the largest crocodile ever in captivity, the biggest crocodile ever measured from snout to tail. He was a saltwater crocodile. He was caught in a Bunuan Creek. He was captured with the joint corporations. Took 3 weeks and 100 people to bring him to land.
Oh, Lord.
So there is no way these poor bozos in a helicopter could have done it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, how did they get him on the flat? Like, they needed more than what they had to get that done.
Okay. And then, I mean, they just flat out blast the second one.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, and then they just annihilated him with just a... I was like, what was in that gun?
Yeah.
Because, good Lord. I mean, blasted. It wasn't like it just was a hole in the alligator's head. No, like, no,
that alligator exploded. There were bullets everywhere.
Yeah. Like, who was that for?
Yeah.
And I like how the alligator traps itself.
Yeah.
In the helicopter. Very convenient.
Yes. Well, super. My favorite part of the scene is the ending clip. Betty White. Apparently feeding your husband to an alligator, no worries. Feeding your that knowingly housing a crocodile in the lake, no worries. These cows, which I don't think she was sanctioned for that farmland. Let's move on. Saying to one officer that she's hoping other officers get eaten. No worries. And
that scene was great.
Is now feeding the baby crocodiles.
Starts off with bread. And then proceeds to say, nibble on mommy's toes.
Oh, I thought she said, be careful of mommy's toes.
Oh, maybe she did. I thought she said nibble. Oh, we're going to have to look again.
I really hope it was be careful. Yours is way worse.
Yeah, it's very good. I was creeped out. I was like, oh, she wants them to, like, start eating meat. I could be totally wrong. Let's see.
Let's look that up. What did we all do before we could just Google these things?
Right? We just had a never-ending conversations with no real solution. I love when he's like, crocodiles can't swim in salt water. And Hector's like, yeah, well, that'll be your little secret. I was like, that's brilliant.
You are so right.
It's yeah, right?
Mommy's toes. Oh, that's not, no. No, Betty, no. Get it ready for that taste of blood.
Yeah. I was like, all right, now you've gone too far.
Nibble mommy's toes. Well, now I'm freaked out. Now I'm unsettled.
Yeah, guys, I was like,
it up. Jen was correct. Nibble mommy's toes.
Nibble mommy's toes.
Not.
She's definitely training them to eat meat. I would never. Like, that's gross. Like, her toes are going to be so... I guess she doesn't care. She's old. She's like, I don't need cute toes. I don't know.
Well, I wonder if it's, like... I know very little about baby crocodiles. Are their teeth, like, baby puppy teeth? Like, it really does no damage?
Yeah. I don't know. It was
I'm doing zero research to find that out for you, listeners, so don't ask me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then that's the end.
That is the end. I'm giving this 7 out of 10 heels.
Oh, my God. We're always the same. I was going to say that's like 7. I mean, it's a fun, campy movie, again.
Too many plot holes with why that paleontologist was there. Make her another profession.
Right.
And also,
I would have liked more deaths. I mean.
Yeah, I want there to be a reason why the scientist is there. We don't really get a reason why he was even on the lake.
Yeah.
And why the crocodile is being hunted. What would have been interesting is if Fish and Game had said, a lot of our natural wildlife is not coming back. Like, things are not.
They're missing.
They're missing. We're seeing a decline in all animals. Well, now, let's do some research. First things first, I would assume maybe a problem in the water source, correct?
Yeah.
That could have explained why the scientist was there, measuring water salinity or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Give me... Just think that over for two more seconds, people.
Yeah.
But I understand. Listen, clearly and rightfully so, they blew their budget on Betty White. They didn't have time to relook over a script.
They're like,
Betty White, they gotta move.
You want a good script or you want Betty White?
Listen, you can have a mediocre script with the best lines going to Betty White. You can have an excellent script, no Betty White. Yeah, mediocre script, no best lines to Betty. I mean, and that's probably what I would have chosen too.
It's a fair call.
But I do know that
The director, remember I said the guy, her boyfriend from the beginning, is the boyfriend of Jamie Lee Curtis in H2O?
Yes.
The director of this did direct H2O.
Oh,
so, yeah. I love when people stick together.
Yeah,
7 out of 10. Again, it would have been nice to have more kills.
Yeah.
Like, maybe have it run into the little town or something. Like, had it gone wild in the city or the little, you know.
Yeah.
Something. But it was very, it was isolated. It was stayed in the lake. There was no, like, fear much of anything.
That's the thing. I think that's what maybe I enjoy more about. Okay. While the other Lake Placid movies get cheesier, the one thing that they have that these ones don't is the crocodiles consistently come out of the water.
Yeah.
Consistently, consistently, consistently. There's no way to stop them.
Yeah.
There's no way to save the public from them.
Right.
Whereas these two crocodiles, we now know it was two, were very happy in their habitat.
Yeah.
They built their nice little nest for their babies. Once again, they were getting USDA prime sirloin. You know what I mean? So while I do, as far as acting and storyline, probably not better. They're definitely not better.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing that they're definitely hokier. Which I tend to enjoy in life. But that, I would say, is the one thing. The animal keeps coming on land. Well, there's no way to avoid it.
Yeah.
I think that's what, like, even Jaws, as much as I love Jaws, it's my number one. Without the mayor there, things would have just tapered and been fine. You know what I mean? Like, nature would have just run its natural course.
Yeah.
The sheriff would have, Chief Brody would have just shut it all down, and we would have moved on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Anything else?
No. It's on Stars if you have not watched it yet and would like to.
You can probably get it from your local library as well.
Yeah, if you watch it for nothing else, watch it to see Betty White drop a couple F-bombs.
Seriously.
And seriously. Very well, too. Like,
yeah. Absolute perfect timing.
And she never says anything mean. Like, even when she says, she still has that sweet tone of her voice. And you're like, did you just insult me, or?
Yeah.
What about you? Any other thoughts?
No, and, what is next week? Oh, next week is Jaws, starting off our month of shark movies.
Shark month.
So that'll be fun. And yeah, that is all. As always, you know where to find us.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell your countrymen. And until next time, this is Horror in Heels reminding you, if a giant crocodile's in the lake, just stay out of it.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Bye.
Bye.